Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All righty. Good morning. What's happening? It's Brock. It's Hunter. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? I made it.
Horse around, or you're there eating golden grams and crying about Michael Jordan. Is that what you're doing?
No, I got all my tears out about Michael. Relive my past. That's done. And I'm in a better mood. I'm getting better. I'm actually starting to prep for this weekend. Talk about last minute. I started in high school with homework, doing it very last minute. And it prevailed to my 30s. And, yeah, I'm getting ready for camping just now.
Good. You'll be fine. You'll get it done. It's all good. It's all good. I had something weird just happen to me. So I got a notification from the utilities, Michigan Utilities. It's like, oh, your gas bill is due on 6/12. And I'm like, 6/12? That's like 2 months away. And I'm like, oh, wait. Damn, dude, we're almost halfway through this year. Yeah, I honestly thought it. I felt like it's April, and I was like, why are they giving me my, they must be taking a month off, and no, it's June next month, and we're almost there.
You know what really hurts about that statement? What really hurts is what's going on, because not much has gone on the first half of the year. It's just like nobody will even remember this first half of the year. Nobody did anything.
No.
Yeah, we just kind of hung around, and yeah, you know, that's weird, man. Think about that.
Just so everyone knows, it's almost June. Just so you know. Anyway.
Summer's almost over, dude. It's almost over.
We might as well get our skiing gear ready. It's going to be winter here before you know it. Everyone's just screaming at the radio, shut up! How dare you! All right, let's get to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie.
What's up?
They are offering curbside service as well at Smith Indoor Garden. You can call them, see what they got for you. Obviously, I know things are changing right now in the state, so if you just need any info, give them a call. Katie and the gang will get you taken care of. You know, I don't know if this guy is a genius or stupid. Either way, he's an entrepreneur. There's a 35-year-old guy named Justin Strasberg, and he's in Eagle Mountain, Utah, and he works as a garage door installer. Well, it turns out that his source for garage doors was stealing them from other people's homes.
Oh.
Justin would go to homes under construction, steal the garage door, and then install it for one of his clients.
Would he put the garage up on bricks when he's done?
That's hilarious. Oh, no. Our garage has been robbed.
It's gone again. That's a serious task. Brock, if you had to take your garage door off, like you'd call me, be like, hey, put the whole day aside. We're gonna get this garage door off. You know, this guy's stealing him at night.
The only way
up on his shoulder. How?
The only way I would know how to do it would be to drive my truck through it. Be like, all right, garage door's off. That's it.
Right.
When cops finally busted him earlier this month, they linked him to at least 8 open reports on stolen garage doors. And they think there could be even more. He's facing several burglary charges, obviously. See, this guy's mad.
It's impressive.
Yeah. I mean,
Think about it. You got to take it off. Maybe it's easier than I'm thinking, but you got to take it off the tracks. You probably have to unbolt a few things at least.
Oh, for sure. And not to mention, dude, those springs will kill you. You got to be super. They got like a special tool to put those garage door springs in. You got to watch those things, man.
Is he getting the motor, too?
It doesn't say. There's not enough details in this report. I'd like to know. Because, yeah, is it in pieces? Has the door already been installed? Or, and then is he throwing the full door just on a trailer? It's so many unanswered questions on this garage door thief.
Let me tell you how this story is going to end. Like a year down the road, like the biggest garage door company of them all is going to get a hold of this guy and be like, yeah, you know, we noticed you. You stole a lot of these garage doors, and it really seems like you know what you're doing around garage doors. And they hire him to be like the top garage door installer, and he becomes like the nicest guy, goes to church every Sunday. This story always happens. I'm telling you, it starts bad, ends wonderful.
It'll be like Catch Me If You Can. You know, they're going to use him as like they're gonna use him as their reference for any garage door thieves. Like, how can we improve the garage door thieving anti-theft capabilities? Well, here's what you do.
It's kind of like Sean Connery in The Rock. We need to get back into The Rock.
We need to get into the garage to get out of the garage.
This guy knows. I know he knows.
I know. Hey, don't worry. I know a guy. All right. Well,
he's all shaggy with long hair and a beard. He's been in prison for a few years.
Garage door. There's something I haven't seen in years. I think I could still do it, though. So dumb. All right. That's your WTF. Yeah.